I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The message delivered over the last week from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party couldn't be clearer. Run against us, challenge us, and the new standard is this. You will be criminally prosecuted and you will be financially destroyed. A prosecutor can always be found for this. The American people, and I think even a lot of elected Republicans, haven't realized what just happened. Because right now, it looks like a one-off. Yeah, they're just going after Trump. Trump did some business things I don't really understand or something. And so, yeah, this isn't the new standard. Oh, but it is. Let me tell you how it works, because that became abundantly clear over the last week. This really was a historic week in U.S. history. In every state in this nation, in even the reddest of red states, there's a blue county. And in the blue county is a Democrat prosecutor. Never before in U.S. history, going back to the founding, have we ever seen county attorneys used to prosecute presidents in order to bring them down. So, say Ron DeSantis gets an idea in his head, he's going to run for president. He's not one of them. Well, even in Florida, a state he's turned deep red, there are multiple counties with Democrats elected as the county prosecutor. That is the lesson of Fannie Willis in Georgia, which is, even though Trump lost it, still very much a red state. After all, the governor there, Kemp, won comfortably statewide. Their message is simple. Look, Trump thought he could live and do business in New York, which is post-American territory, truly is, run more like a Soviet kangaroo court system. Increasingly, every day, it's unrecognizable. But the message from the left is, don't think you can run against us from a red state. Don't start feeling comfortable that you can become popular and challenge us from a red district. We can get you anywhere. And that's exactly what's happening in Georgia. I don't know if a lot of people realize Fannie Willis is just a county attorney. She's like the county prosecutor. She's not even the AG of the state of Georgia. If there's one thing that I'm certain of, because I've seen it the entire 20 years I've been covering this, once the Democrats get to do something once, i.e., we don't extract a penalty from them, we don't complain loudly enough, it becomes an entitlement. They will do this to every major political candidate that they feel is a threat. And this two-pronged strategy is absolutely genius in a diabolical way. Having seen it, in the coming decades, countless numbers of candidates will shy away from seeking higher office or challenging Democrats in key areas, both for president and in key Senate seats. It's practically guaranteed. When you look at the brilliance of this strategy the Democrats are doing here, it's not just criminal lawfare that they're coming after you for. Because you can always tell yourself as a Republican, hey, I'll be extra careful. I won't even do anything that approximates breaking a law. You'll think I can protect myself. I can run against the Democrats. That's the brilliance of the two-pronged strategy here. They're coming after Trump criminally in Georgia, at the state level, at the federal level, using the Department of Justice, but they're also coming after him financially. And there's something absolutely uncanny about these two massive fines that have been levied at Trump in New York. Both the $80 million that Trump has to pay Jean Carroll for allegedly raping her, which is incredible if you go back and listen to my podcast on it, because Carroll never even proved that she and Trump were together on the same day in that department store. In fact, Carroll is given not one, not two, but three separate years in which it might have happened, and can't even tell you the month. The dress she claimed she was wearing when Trump raped her hadn't been made yet in any of those 3 years. It didn't matter. In a liberal kangaroo court with a liberal judge, a case that would have been thrown out anywhere else went forward. The more ridiculous the award, the more ridiculous the charge, the better it is for the Democrats. Some guy in the future might think, well, I've never raped a woman. I've always been above board. I've never even been alone with a woman who isn't my wife. I can run for office. The answer here is no, you can't. A woman you don't know, who can't even say the year in which you raped her, much less has no tape, no evidence she was even in the store on that day, whatever day it was, can always be found to accuse you. You will be destroyed financially. But anyway, $80 million judgment, right? So we just watched the $355 million judgment for fraud in the New York fraud case. Add those up. What do they come out to? Well, with interest, the fine in the New York case comes to $460 million. Interest is included immediately. So $460 million is the actual number. So let's do the math, and you can see what the Democrats are doing here. Our side is still not grasped this. I think I'm the only one who's reported it. $460 million total judgment in the fraud case, right? Plus $80 million that he's got to pay to Jean Carroll, both record payouts. What does that equal? $540 million. Why is that significant? Because according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index, Trump's actual liquid cash that he has, everything else is tied up in the businesses and the properties, is what? $500 million. They just went $540 million. Why they do this? This is to keep Trump from self-funding his campaign, as he did partially in 2016. Yes, there will be appeals, but as his own attorney, Alan Dershowitz, explained, that won't come till after the election. Until the election, this money will be locked down. He can't burn through it. He can't spend it. He can't even spend it for his own defense in the coming cases, including the Alvin Bragg case, which is now scheduled to start on the 25th of March. He'll be facing 34 felony charges in that one in New York. Again, Alvin Bragg isn't even the attorney general of the state of New York. He's just a county attorney. He's the New York County District Attorney, just like the county you live in has a district attorney. Laura Ingraham on her show on Friday was just gobsmacked by this. The idea that any Democrat county attorney can now remove the Republican presidential candidate potentially from the ballot with lawfare. And folks, the way that these Democrat county attorneys, from Fani Willis in Georgia to Alvin Bragg in New York, have been rewarded politically for running on this, folks, every other county attorney who's a Democrat in the country is going to run on taking out the Republican frontrunner going forward. This is only going to snowball. Here's Laura Ingraham marveling that a county attorney and one as corrupt as Fani Willis could have ever been allowed to do this. Again, something we haven't ever seen before in America since the founding.
I kept watching this guy's today. I watched it both as a, you know, a former litigator and just as a regular American. You know what I kept saying to myself? I can't believe this is the United States of America, that these characters are going to knock a presidential candidate off a ballot if they have their way. These two? This is just lowlife central.
And folks, I'm wondering if this tactic isn't already working. If you watch Fox News around the clock like I do, I always have it on in the background, probably 7-8 hours a day. What's been remarkable is how few elected Republicans have said a thing about this. Even Mike Johnson, the speaker, while he has tweeted about it and put out a terse statement, has said very little. Why? I honestly think they're afraid they'll be next. Coming up, let's take a closer look at what actually happened here, because the political implications of this, I think, are being missed. But first, want to just briefly tell you about my friends at PhD Weight Loss. They really are my friends. They helped me take off 29 pounds, so I love those guys. But I've now kept it off for a year, something I never thought I could do. I've never lost the full 29 pounds before. I only ever got to 15 or so, and I always put it right back on. That's the power of the PhD Weight Loss Maintenance Plan. It's a relationship for life. You can continue going in there as long as, or doing your Zoom consultations, as long as you're around. That's the PhD Weight Loss promise to you. They stick with you to keep you at your goal weight. To find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. What's so unique about these cases the Democrats are bringing against Trump, and so chilling in terms of anyone ever running against them going forward, is every single one of them is completely legally unprecedented. If you're an attorney, you know how big of a deal precedent actually is in the law, or used to be in normal America. Every single one of these cases, from the one in Georgia to the federal one to the Alvin Bragg one, violates precedent. Laws have never been used this way before, including the Trump fraud case. Jonathan Turley, liberal law professor, writes this in an article in The Hill called "Obscene Award Against Trump is Testing the New York Legal System's Integrity." It is. The wheels are about to fall off. He writes, "That makes the damages against Trump greater than the gross domestic product of some countries, including Micronesia." Yet the court admitted in the fraud case that not a single dollar was lost by the banks from these dealings. Indeed, bank witnesses testified that they wanted to do more business with Trump, who is described as a whale client with high yield business opportunities. Attorney Andrea Woodberg wrote this. "It's the amount that's so staggering. Never before in New York's history has a court awarded damages in such staggering amounts relative to the actual damages. And here, no one was actually damaged. In fact, the court admitted nobody was damaged." Even MSNBC correspondent Katie Turr was amazed by this, questioning, is this even fair? And she's a liberal Democrat.
That's not the burden. You don't have to show that anybody was hurt by your practices. There's nobody you defrauded specifically. But they went back and they looked at cases over 70 years, I believe it was about 150 cases, and found that there was no case where there was a ban on doing business where there wasn't harm shown. So even though the threshold is harm shown, in the past, it has only been used to ban someone doing business when it's been shown that somebody was hurt. Say you're selling cosmetics that are poisoning you. There's somebody that was hurt there. The cosmetics company gets banned. Is this fair to go after Donald Trump like this in this environment?
Oh yeah, and there's that part. He isn't even going to be allowed to run his businesses in New York for 3 years. Entrepreneur and Shark Tank media personality Kevin O'Leary was appalled by this, saying the ruling was unjust and ultimately un-American. But he says it sets a dangerous precedent for the entire real estate industry. I'd argue any industry. He says the fact that Trump was found guilty, you might as well find guilty every real estate developer on earth. And he's not wrong about this. He said what developer doesn't ask for the highest priced valued for any building that they've built? He said, I don't understand where someone got hurt. And of course, they didn't. He says the lasting repercussions of this ruling are going to be huge on American business. If this judgment sticks, Every developer must be jailed. They must be found guilty. They must be put out of business. You can't do this to one another. It's not about Trump. Now, let's think about this for a minute, where this is going to go, because the Democrats never stop once they get to do something. Once, suppose you're not even running for office, but you're a major fundraiser for somebody who is, or for the Republican Party. And guess what? You've got a business. You've got a business in a red state that, you know, has had transactions that cross a blue county. You've got a business in New York. Guess what? You just got a big target on your back. This is going to cause a level of fear we've never seen before, and the implications of which we don't even fully understand yet. And it's not unprecedented. Remember when Lois Lerner inside the IRS decided she was going to audit everybody who donated to or founded a charter for a Tea Party organization? And by the time she was done, she had punitively audited a third of them before she was stopped by congressional scrutiny and publicity. This isn't a one-off. This isn't to get Trump. This is the way they intend to operate going forward. It's going to tear the country to pieces.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But our side needs to understand this is not just about get Trump, get donors, get anyone who runs against us. In terms of the Democrats, no, this is so much bigger. This is the reorientation of entire justice systems to allow those perceived to be Democrat voting classes to get away with crime against regular people while persecuting those who are perceived to be from the wrong voting classes, like Donald Trump. A perfect example, as Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg pursues Trump, starting again March 25th, that's when his criminal trial will kick off, for 34 felonies, we read that Alvin Bragg has downgraded a staggering 60% of felony cases to misdemeanor charges in the district. So for Trump, he's using the resources of his office to go after him for 34 felonies, while he doesn't even ask for bond, which he could have, for the illegal immigrants that severely beat those NYPD officers for disrespecting them. See how this works? This is an entire system, a system in which they want you to feel you have no rights if you are not of a privileged, liberally privileged voting class or perceived to be, like illegal immigrants are. Finally, I want to end with this, because this shows you how in your face they are about this. They want you to know and understand that you live in this system, that you have no rights in this system if you are the wrong voter, if you have wrong think. They want you to feel they can come for you any time they want. So you'd best shut up and stay out of the process. This is Attorney General Letitia James when she was campaigning to become the Attorney General. She's the one who got the $355 million fraud judgment against Donald Trump. And as Jonathan Turley correctly points out, she only had one plank on her platform when she ran. She would get Trump. She didn't even say For what? It didn't matter. She was going to get him because he was illegitimate. This is a montage of her on 9 separate campaign stops. Listen to the message. It's not just a message for New Yorkers. It's a message for the country about the way they intend to run this system if we don't start fighting back. If we don't come to understand this is not a one-off, then once Trump is gone, it'll go away. This is the way they intend us to live. Here's Letitia James on the campaign trail.
This illegitimate president who sits in the White House.
That president, because he's not my president, he's an illegitimate president. His days are numbered. His days are numbered.
We've got to get ready to mobilize, and we've got to get ready to agitate and irritate until victory is won, but more importantly, until Trump is defeated.
We will all rise up and resist this man.
And ultimately, we'll bring him down.
This illegitimate president, I'm going to give you the same level of respect that you gave to President Obama, and that is absolutely no respect at all.
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey!
Ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey! Ho, ho!
It's the day of Donald Trump.
Lock him up!
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 That is not true.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.